I have with me Audra Montgomery, one of the four finalists in Star in Agribusiness at the 90th National FFA Convention and Expo. Audra, start us off by telling us a little bit about yourself.
So I am from Carrington, North Dakota, representing the Carrington FFA chapter, currently a senior at North Dakota State University, majoring in ag education.
Tell me about your SAE project that got you here as one of the four finalists in STAR in Agribusiness.
So my SAE project is kind of two different entities that formed as one. I was raised on a diversified livestock farm, so was always involved in showing and with our Angus cattle and Hampshire sheep. And so that kind of piqued my interest in into the showing business. And attending these shows, I noticed that there was a need for supplies at the different small jackpot shows in North Dakota. And as a freshman, I started Final Drive Show Supply, which is, I am a North Dakota dealer for Sullivan Show Supply. Just kind of started that business and selling anything from tail adhesives and shampoos to larger items such as fans and show boxes. And then in 2013, I was able to be a part of my family's first annual Montgomery Ranch production sale, bull sale. And so have been involved in that. Helps pretty much raise most of them and gotten to see how that has snowballed into going to be our fifth annual production sale coming this April.
Let's talk about some of the challenge. What have you had to overcome to be here as a STAR finalist?
So one of the biggest things that I've had to overcome is just starting a business from the ground up. I truly didn't know what I was getting myself into as a freshman in high school when we started this. And so just learning the different facets and different things about business has been challenging, but has been very rewarding as I've grown up and matured into who I am today. And so just seeing the changes there and having to overcome different things like that.
What is it like being an entrepreneur and running a business as a college student?
It's definitely challenging at times, but for North Dakota, our show season is mainly in the summer, so I have been able to be at home and be with my supplies and traveling around the state with them and also showing myself. So it hasn't been as challenging as I thought it was going to be, because I have the support of my family and they will be willing to do anything for me if I need to get an order out or an order in. And so that has been helpful having them there while I'm at college.
Let's talk about your role models and influencers. Who has helped you get here today?
I have to credit most of me getting here today to my advisor, who also doubles as my sister, Missy Hansen. She helped me start this idea and then has obviously been there through everything. Being my sister, she's given me tons of advice, and as my advisor, helped me seek out grants to help offset some of my costs and just to help me make some of those business decisions, as she's older than me, obviously, so she's been through some of the decisions and things that I've had to go through. So she has been my role model through everything.
Let's say you could turn back the clock. Is there anything that you would do different or change within your business if you could?
I don't think that there would be anything that I would change. It's definitely, it's been an experience, and obviously all of those experiences have gotten me here today, and I would maybe have liked to expanded a little bit more throughout the years, but being involved in everything that I was and also having cattle and sheep myself just kind of blocked that a little bit, but obviously it has been a successful business.
If your name is called as a STAR in Agribusiness winner, what will that mean to you?
If I'm the STAR in Agribusiness, that would mean the world. It has been, it's been a crazy ride so far, and I want it for myself. Obviously, it's been really fun to see myself develop, and also the relationships that I've gained in North Dakota, and just my customer base, and definitely the outpour of support that I've had from those people has been incredible. So just to bring it home would be pretty incredible.
I've been talking with Audra Montgomery, one of the four finalists in Star in Agribusiness at the 90th National FFA Convention and Expo. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.